Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we praise you. 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 Lord, we love 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 you on this day and every day. Lord, we love you. We just want to say, Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. And we want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. 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 Every day we say, Lord, we thank you. For the blessings you give us, Lord, we thank you. For waking up this morning, Lord, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's our highest praise, God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, make me a house Make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire on the altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. Lord, make us a house. Make us a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May the fire on the altar never burn out. May the fire on our altar never burn out. May a fire on our altar never burn out. Make us a house of prayer. May the fire on our altars never burn out. The fire on our altars never burn out. May the fire on our altars never burn out. Make us a house of prayer. May the fire on our altars never burn out. May the fire on our altars never burn out. May the fire on our altars never burn out. Make us a house of prayer. May the fire on our altars never burn out. May the fire on our altars never burn out. The fire on our altars never burn out. Make us a house of prayer. Lord, make us a house, yes, make us a house of prayer, a house of prayer. Lord, make us a house, make us a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May the fire on our altars never burn out. May the fire on our altars never burn out. The fire on our altars never burn out. Make us a house of prayer. May the fire on our altars never burn out. The fire on our altars never burn out. May the fire on our altars never burn out. Make us a house of prayer. May the fire on our altars never burn out. The fire on our altars never burn out. May the fire on our altars never burn out. Make us a house of prayer. Lord, make us a house. Make us a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Lord, make us a house, make us a house of prayer, a house of prayer, our consuming fire. Lord, make us a house, make us a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May the fire of our altar never burn out. The fire of our altar altar never burn out. May the fire of our altar never burn out. Make us a house of prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Make us a house of prayer, God. Make us a house of prayer. And allow our fires, hallelujah, to never burn out. We praise your name, God. We give you glory. We give you the honor. And we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your way in us, God. And let our light shine bright through this day and every day. Host, take it away.
Well, glory, glory, glory. We give all praises to our King, the King of glory. Lord, make us. Make me a house of prayer. Bless you, my sweet sister, Psalmist Tiffany Lauderdale, for that awesome praise and worship this morning. If you're not on your feet, if you weren't moved by that, I just don't know what to say. But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord anyhow. Praise the Lord anyhow. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. I am your host this morning, Ruth Smith, here in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you, my other prayer partner, Minister Keisha Lee, for graciously and enthusiastically seating and greeting all of us this morning here in the virtual sanctuary on the Master's Call. Some of you may wonder, if you're new to this call, are not sure, how did they all meet? How did they get started? Well, on October 25th, 2010, yes, I said 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon founded the Master's Call. They were indeed divinely inspired and infused with a message to just get everyone up early in the morning and pray and worship and give an encouraging word and inform the masses, the Lord's people. We stand on the scripture, Psalm 88 and 13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The three E's, enrich, enhance, and empower. We also have a website, themasterscall.net, that The Masters with an S, call.net. All of our messages have been stored or archived on our website, and you can also view the speakers of our bios, the speakers' bios. We have a theme for this year. In 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Now, that's a word to stand on. Praise our Lord. If you feel led to be a part of this blessed and awesome ministry as a greeter, Sister Minister Keisha, a psalmist, our very own Songbird Tiffany, a host, yours truly, or if you have a word from the Lord, you may even have a praise report or prayer request, please take a moment and submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. Once again, that's info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or a prayer general will contact you. Some of you may be wondering how most of us were brought together by a company called Artist International. It was established over 30 years ago, and it's now called Artist Life. Well, immediately after our prayer call will be the MMC call, the morning motivational call. It's led by a group of awesome, dynamic leaders, and they give great information on the benefits of the Artist Life product. Now, that number is 667-770-1525 with a PIN 294-617. Once again, for the new morning motivational call, 667 770-1525, PIN 294617. And if you are experiencing any charges when you're trying to call in, just dial the bypass number, which is 716-293-9707. Once again, 716-293-9707. Today is indeed an inspirational Monday. I'm just so excited this morning. So what I will do at this time is I will pray, and after I pray, the voice you will hear will be our awesome speaker who needs no introduction. He is consistent. He is worthy of honor. He is indeed blessed by our Creator. He is a teacher. He is an educator. He's an HBCU Spelman grad. He is an awesome woman, a friend, a mentor. She is a divine woman of prayer. She is one that takes the time to ensure that you understand what thus says our Lord. When the Lord downloads a message into her, she is indeed an anointed mouthpiece. After I pray, please welcome our very own, one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I'm excited to hear what the Lord has given her this morning. So let us pray. Lord, we come to you as best we know how, as mere mortals, Lord. Lord, please allow us to tap into your energy today, Lord, of positivity, of peace, of reconciliation, of forgiveness, of restoration, of healing. Lord, infuse our intellect, Lord. Ignite this awesome, complex brain that you've given us, Lord. Help us to study for ourselves, Lord. Help us to know that with you, all things are possible. Lord, anoint and bless and decrease Dr. Vanessa, Lord, so that you can increase her in what you will have her say to your people today. Lord, bless our leadership team, their family, our friends, everyone who is on the master call this morning, and everyone who wanted to be on the call, and for whatever reason, they are not. On this day, May 9th, 2022, new mercies today, a day we haven't seen before. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. We pray for our country. We pray for this entire world. We pray for our cities, our communities, our family, those that are bereaved, the widows, those who are without mothers on yesterday, who found it hard to press through to celebrate with others as all the text messages came through. But Lord, I'm grateful to be a mother today. I'm grateful to have had an awesome mother who did the best she could. I am grateful. I am grateful. And this is indeed a mighty Monday, and we are indeed expecting mighty things. At this time, I will turn the call over to our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you with us?
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, Minister Ruth. Yes, I am with you. And thank you for that very kind introduction, hosting our call today on this mighty God Monday. Again, a shout out to Minister Keisha. Thank you for greeting and seating our family there in Cincinnati. We love and appreciate you. And to our very anointed songbird out there in California, in Inglewood, early in the morning, we thank her for her anointed worship and song that led us into the very presence of the Lord this morning. And I want to acknowledge my co-founder. I see her on the line. Thank you for all you do and all you represent as a pillar of this call through the years. Blessings to you. And a warmest kingdom greeting to our entire Master's Call family and our Artist Life family. Just grateful to God that we are here. I trust that our beautiful matriarchs, mothers in Zion, all had a very blessed day yesterday as we celebrated, rightfully so, mothers everywhere. And I remembered, for some of us, my second year, I cannot believe my mother in heaven. Boy, the time has just gone by but just grateful that we had these beautiful and have beautiful women of God who truly are our nurturers and our backbone. As I was ministering yesterday, I reminded, as I always do, especially in the Black church, had it not been for women and mothers of Zion, they are truly the backbone of the church. They truly are the backbone of our churches. And so we are excited that as we continue through this month of May, glorifying God for all he's doing. The Lord put a word in my belly. I love how I've had messages over the years, but he tells me to go back when he reveals different rhema, new insights, different perspectives as I hopefully am growing in him. I want to talk this morning because we are still in the midst of a season and a time that has been very trying for most of us. This pandemic has truly pressed us in places, been painful to many, and has truly showed us how faithful our Lord and Savior is. I want to speak this morning on the topic, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Seek, stand, and soar. Be strong in the Lord. Your three S's of seek, stand, and soar. And years ago, God gave me an acronym for the word strong, of stand tall, receiving overcoming, nurturing gifts. And I also had with that O, which lines up with our theme for this year, stand tall, receiving obedience with nurturing gifts. And over the next 2 days, I will be back with you tomorrow to take time and do a little more study. And hopefully the book of Ephesians will come alive to you when Jesus gives us great insight about being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. While blessed in school, I don't know, it's funny, sometimes you don't understand how blessed you are being. I took a whole semester course on the book of Ephesians and learned so much and gained so much in understanding, as many scholars feel, Paul as the author or Apostle Paul, what he was saying to the church. And then I've been praying and I see so many parallels to what the American church, God's church, the living organism, is going through today. So let's start talking about the book of Ephesus and how that relates to our life, our circles of influence. Well, first, Ephesus was an ancient port city. Another port city like Corinth was a port city, whose well-preserved ruins are in modern-day Turkey. So when we hear all the news and talk about the country of Turkey, Ephesus was located there. Now, the city was what's considered the most important Greek city and the most important trading center in the Mediterranean region. And throughout history, Ephesus survived multiple attacks, and it changed hands many times between different conquerors. But again today, the modern name for Ephesus, if you were to go over there now, they take you to the city called Selcuk, and it's spelled S-E-L-C-U-K, S-E-L-C-U-K. That's the modern day Ephesus where we get the book of Ephesians from. Now, it's a small Turkish town which has a population now of about 36,000 people, and again is located in western Turkey. And the main industry of Selcuk today is agriculture. Now, here's some interesting facts that'll help you understand when you're reading this book and hearing the heart of Paul, that Ephesus was founded in the Bronze Age, and more important, from ancient Greek times, it contained the Temple of Artemis, A-R-T-E-M-I-S. And to this day, many tourists go there because it has one of the seven wonders of the world, and it serves as a crossroad between the East and West for centuries, Well, what does the name Ephesus mean? Well, according to legend, and this was very powerful, Ephesus, also Ephesos, spelled E-T-H-E-S-O-S, was founded by the tribe of the Amazons, great female warriors. The origin of this city, founded by great female warriors. When I tell you, we've always been there, even as women and definitely as people of color. The name of the city is thought to have been derived from Apasas, A-P-A-S-A-S, and that's the name of the city in the kingdom of Arzawa, A-R-Z-A-W-A, again, where Ephesus is located. And it means the city of the mother goddess, the city of the mother goddess. Now, according to church history, the Apostle Paul wrote the letter while he was in prison in Rome around A.D. 62. Most scholars believe it was either 61 to 62 years after the death of Jesus. He was in the prison when he wrote this letter. And this would be about the same time as the epistle, and we know epistle means letter, the epistle to the Colossians, which in many points it resembles, and the epistle to Philemon. So those books, Paul was in prison. Now, in the book of Acts, the history of the church at Ephesus begins with the ministry of Paul on his second missionary journey. And whether we realize or not, Paul had three main missionary journeys that were recorded in the Bible. And each time he was on these journeys, he usually visited up to 8 to 10 different cities. And every city he went to, he planted a church. I used to laugh at this pattern because it is so real and clear. Every city Paul went to, and I mean every city he went into, he first went to his folks, the Jews. He went into the synagogue to talk about this risen Savior named Jesus. And in every city, he was kicked out the synagogue and had to go and plant a church. So in your own personal life, with family, with friends, when they won't hear you preach the gospel, don't stop trying. Because I mean, on every one of these three missionary journeys and every one of these cities, he still loved his people and went to them first. And 99% of the time, he was rejected. But there were some people out there praying for the truth, looking for the truth. And so on this second missionary journey, as recorded in Acts 18 through 28, and we know Dr. Luke wrote the book of Acts, but that's the Acts of the Gospels. That's really the correct title of the book of Acts. And in that 18th chapter, 18 through 28, Paul was accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Now, we remember Priscilla and Aquila, and we taught you all when we were teaching in times past, that it's important of the order of names listed. She, the wife, is listed first because she was the lead in that couple team ministry of Aquila and Priscilla. And they arrived at Ephesus with Paul. And Paul went to the synagogue, as he always did, in Ephesus and proclaimed Christ and was asked to stay on and teach further. After he was kicked out of the synagogue, and other believers said, well, we want to learn. But Paul declined, promising to return later in the will of the Lord, leaving behind Priscilla and Aquila, who initially began birthing this church in Ephesus. Now, during Paul's absence, Apollos arrived and began to teach those things which pertain to Jesus based on the Old Testament and on the preaching of John the Baptist. And Apollos seemed to have been an Old Testament saint, but does not seem to have known about or trusted in Jesus Christ personally. So Priscilla and Aquila pulled the brother aside, and they filled him in on that which was lacking in his preaching. Now, we remember in our times past, we talked about during this time when Priscilla and Aquila and Apollos were there, this is when Barnabas showed up looking for someone to help them back in Jerusalem, teach and preach the gospel. And we remember it was Barnabas who then went to Paul, but at this time he shows up in Ephesus. So I can help you understand history so you better appreciate when we read these scriptures what was going on. Now in time, Apollos was sent to Achaia, and that's spelled A-C-H-A-I-A, where he powerfully and publicly, now that he got the whole story, he refuted the Jews, showing that Jesus was indeed the promised Messiah. Again, be strong in what we believe. In other words, be committed. But we talk about that S in strong, and we're going to go through that over these next 2 days. That S means stand strong on the word. What else could that S mean in strong? Speak on what you know is truth. Because not just the facts, but what's the truth of the word? The fact may be you have cancer in your body, but the truth is by his stripes you are healed. And be ready to decree the truth of God. That other essence strong is seed faith. Will have you soar to success, first small, before becoming the supreme believer that we're called to be. And what's that other essence, how we're strong? We got to study. That's not a cuss word. Study God's word and his ways so that you know him for yourself. We got to learn the right lessons on this journey to becoming stronger believers. Do not be scared. I don't say scared. We're scared of the darkness, the evil that we're faced in. You got a paraclete inside of you. 1 John 4, that first fourth verse says what? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Let your Holy Ghost imagination help you see the paraclete inside of you. Lay hands on your own belly right now and speak, greater is he that's in me, and that's all of heaven backing you up. That's the paraclete in there. That's all the angelic host of God just saying, hey, we're here for you. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world, meaning the demonic realm is not greater than the angelic host. So learn the right lessons, not to be scared. Don't be stubborn about the wrong things, and definitely don't be selfish. We learn from Saul when he was self-centered, when he was jealous of David and what it cost him. So let's understand what was wrong with the church at Ephesus. In other words, what kind of drew Paul there? Well, rather than uphold the sanctity of its Christian faith, the church had largely sold out to the political powers of the city. And rather than shine as a beacon of Christian faith, hope, and love, that church in Ephesus had aligned itself with the powers of darkness and it embraced the vile nature of corrupt politics. Whoa, sounds like the corrupt news of today for America. Fake news, craziness that's not even anywhere near the truth. What lessons can we then learn from this church in Ephesus? See, after strengthening the believers in the Galatian region in Pyrga, and we know the book of Galatians was in the Galatia area. And again, Ephesians 18:23, Paul returned to Ephesus. And when this time when he returned, he spends nearly 3 years there. This is the longest time recorded that Paul spent any time in one place, preaching and teaching. And see, for 3 months, he tried to teach in the synagogue, but then opposition caused him to change his meeting place to the school of Tyrannus, and that's spelled T-Y-R-A-N-N-U-S. And there he reasoned daily for 2 years, and that's recorded in Acts 19, 8 through 10th verse. Now, during this time, God gave supernatural witness to the ministry of Paul by empowering him to perform many miracles. And that's in, again, Ephesians 19:11 through 12. I challenge each and every one of you. I challenge myself every day when I ask those hard questions. Why is the church of today, why is the church of America so anemic, Daddy God? I ask these questions. And he always takes me to Mark 16, that 15th through 20th verse, when he says, you don't see the miracle signs and wonders like you should see and like the book of Acts showed in the early church. We don't see the demonstration of God's power on the scale and levels, and we should be seeing greater works. See, you can't always intellectually, and most times you can't even theologically convince folks to give their life to Christ. Oh, but a miracle will settle the issue. I picture Oral Roberts in our class right now when he stood for us and he said, I was hesitant to start a seminary because I don't ever want to have a cemetery. I want you all to be trained in the word, but never leave the power of God's actions on the shelf. I want you to know the book, but I want you to live the book. He said, the healing ministry that I walk in, why the tents of 40,000 people come from all around the world and they leave knowing that Jesus is real because they see a demonstration of his power. They see people get out of the wheelchairs. They see the girders fall off. They see lifestyles changes. If you don't see the power, there's going to always be a problem. And too much now, we want to preach people into the kingdom. That's important. But we're going through this book of Ephesus because it coincides with the book of Acts of understanding. He's the same Jesus, the same power, the same anointing that was then. God is no respecter of persons, Acts 10:34. Hebrews 13, I'm going to keep giving you word. That fifth verse says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Ask God, stay hungry for God, press in for God to be a yielded vessel. And when we have that immediate obedience in our lives, when we stay yielded vessels to what God wants to do, as we've gone through the yesterday, to stand strong in him and the power of his might. God desires to show up and to show out in our lives. And we'll continue on tomorrow. Back to you, Minister Ruth.
Well, we bless the Lord for that powerful word, Dr. Vanessa. And I'll ask you in just a few moments to come back and do our benediction. But right now, let's go into prayer. Thank you, Lord, for that powerful word. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with two powerful leaders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pakola, women that are on fire for you. And bless the men and women that are part of this master's call. And bless each and every individual that calls in and participates with our call 5 days a week, Lord. Bless their families. We just need you in a mighty way today, Lord. And we will continuously give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that is always due unto you. Family, to hear the playback of this powerful message, please dial 712-432-1085. Once again, 712-432-1085. PIN number 957-677, PIN 957-677. And also remember, immediately after this call, tap into the morning motivational call, dial 677-770-1525, PIN 294-617, 667-770-1525, PIN 294-617. Thanks again to our psalmist, Tiffany Lauderdale, all the way there in California. And our minister, Keisha Lee in Cincinnati, thank you for seating us this morning. And I'll ask that Dr. Vanessa come back and do our benediction.
Father God, we just thank you as we desire to be strong in you. Lord, teach us how to daily work our faith muscles to stay in your face and stay yielded to your instructions. I speak and decree on these, your people, you're stirring up a holy hunger for the more of you, a thirst to know and drink your word to nourish our spirits and our minds. Now, as we prepare to leave this call, but never, ever leave your presence, Father, we desire to be your kingdom builders, to be your ministers in the marketplace, to let the countenance of Christ, shine bright wherever we go. And when we open up our mouths, and when we decree and declare your word, we will, with everything inside of us, give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor. And Father God, get yourself some praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. And we look forward to hearing you in just a few minutes on the Morning Motivational Call with Pastor Everett Thomas. And for those of us, have a very, very blessed day. Bye-bye.